Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central. It's the world's most popular, the In Wheel Time car talk show. Just ahead, we talk with Lone Star Street Rod Association's Jackie Hansen.
All right.
Conrad will have the In Wheel Time. What?
Maybe. We're trying to get him.
Okay. Conrad will have, what are you going to have?
Things that will disappear from the auto industry by 2030.
I'll have a ham on rye.
A ham on rye. Give me a Reuben.
Okay.
We'll have
hot pastrami on rye.
That'd be good, too, with lots of hot mustard, so horseradish mustard. We'll also have this week's automotive news. Howdy, along with Mike out of this world, Mars. King Conron, Conrad DeLong,
yeah,
we need more. Jeff Zekin, I'm Don Armstrong. Glad that you could join us this morning. So that's good. What are you doing, Mars?
He's working on the guests.
Is that what you're doing? Okay, fine. Well, in the meantime and in between time, hot pastrami on rye.
Katz's. I've been seeing a lot of Katz's commercials. Oh, my God.
You know, I'm not a big Katz's fan, but I'll tell you what.
I've only been there a couple times.
The prices down there at, what's that one in the Galleria area?
Lenny and Ziggy's.
Is that what it is?
Zaxby's?
No, Lenny and Ziggy's.
That's the one to go to, but my gosh, it's expensive.
Yep. Well, so is Katz's.
Yeah, but they're good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
for
let's
me,
go.
And it doesn't exist anymore, is the Carnegie Deli in New York City, right there near Carnegie Hall. Literally, you got a pound of pastrami.
It doesn't exist anymore?
No, they closed it up a few years ago.
Really? That's a shame.
But you got to watch that processed meat because it's full of sodium. I'm not supposed to eat it, but I'll
cheat every once in a while.
No,
well, pastrami isn't processed. It's not like a hot dog or bologna. Pastrami is basically a brisket that they brine, then the outsides of it, they use salt, the salt and pepper.
In the brine.
And then they smoke it, and that's pastrami.
And they're really hard to keep lid.
Yeah. Yes. Makes the paper soggy.
Yeah, but boy, that sure is good. On rye.
Oh. Marble rye or regular rye?
I don't know.
Because there's dark rye, and then there's light rye.
No, I want it
with a
marble.
Spicy mustard.
Yeah,
there's Russian rye.
And then a little bit of sauerkraut on there.
Oh,
well, that's the Reuben.
No, a lot of sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Even some on the side.
Yeah.
With a little guac.
I actually have a jar of, don't make fun of me, I have a jar of sauerkraut.
There you go.
In the fridge.
Oh, well, make fun of me then if you want, because my plan is for tomorrow to make a pork roast. And I do a pork butt in a big pot.
Mm-hmm.
And
crock pot?
Put a sauerkraut. Onions and apple underneath it, and then cook it for about 3 hours.
What time?
Just falls
Why don't
apart.
You ever invite me over?
I know.
You never invite me over. You never do that. You know, I'm thinking.
I don't think we're allowed.
No, but I mean, I want to arrive just as the meat is coming out of the oven, and so I can smell all those wonderful, delicious aromas.
Smells good too, yeah.
And now you're going to slice it tomorrow and put it on a rye bread, or just eat it as is?
I'll probably just eat it as like a pulled pork.
Oh, yeah.
And the sauerkraut together. Maybe a little red cabbage to go with it. So
you cook the cabbage in the house, stink up the whole house.
No, you know,
absolutely stink up
My mother
house.
Used to do that, and it's an aroma that you appreciate.
It's unto its own.
You appreciate
Well, some people do, some people don't.
Yeah, it's the heritage.
And we were also talking earlier that you didn't hear, but I'm going to share it with you now. We're the hot dog connoisseur.
Oh, well,
and so what kind of hot dogs do you like? I obviously grew up on Oscar Mayer, Madison, Wisconsin, all that stuff, wherever they were. But when I moved down here, I was exposed to Hebrew Nationals. Mm-hmm. I got to like Hebrew Nationals. And you, Sabrats up in...
Sabrats, which are in New York, there's, you know, every other corner, there's a guy selling hot dogs, what are called dirty water dogs. They just sit and steam.
Yeah, I've had those off the street in New York.
And,
I've had a couple.
It's all beef, kosher
they're
hot
good.
Dogs.
They actually have those in the airport up there.
They're so good.
There's a red, like a ketchup relish.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have some of that in the fridge. And Kathy suggested putting it on a burger as well.
Ooh, that sounds
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's all about the accoutrement.
The accoutrement. I like mustard and onion. I'm just simple, down and dirty.
Yeah, me too. Yep. I do like a good pickle relish.
Got to be dill, not sweet.
Well,
correct. It's got to be a dill pickle.
I hear you. I came across...
And not the bread and butter pickles. You can keep those.
Well, those are for burgers.
Yeah.
I came across some mildly spicy sweet pickles at H-E-B. Oh, to die for. Some off-brand that you never even heard of before.
You want
to go
pickles?
But I'm going to give it a try.
There's a Polish deli off of Long Point across from the Catholic Church. They have all of the meats, the Polish meats, the kielbasas and things, and they have pickles. And they have a jarred sauerkraut and cabbage, all of that.
Well, the way I grew up in New York, the deli, you know, you could walk past a deli and you could tell, Polish, was it Italian, was it a kosher deli, just by the aromas of the various meats and stuff. But the pickles came in 55-gallon barrels, and you would reach down in there grab a pickle.
Grab that one of the honkers out of there.
And today, in today's COVID world, that ain't going
to
happen.
No, but Kylie and I would make our annual pilgrimage to the Polish
market. His granddaughter.
Before Thanksgiving, because you got to bring something. You know, you get the sausages and the breads and things. Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So that's our cooking segment for the day.
No, it's not. We're not done with this.
Oh, okay.
Because we're waiting to see what kind of a panic. Well, Mars has already been in a panic over there, so we're not exactly sure what he's doing.
Mike, we love you, man. Don't get in a panic.
Yeah, no panicking. I never have enough time to do all the news stories.
Oh.
So well, I have some that I wanted to.
I got the, never mind.
Well, do it.
The Wienermobile.
Yes.
Oscar Mayer Wienermobile was involved in a theft. Actually, it wasn't.
They stole the wieners out of the Wienermobile.
No, they stole the catalytic converter. The iconic Oscar Mayer Wienermobile was hit by thieves.
Can you imagine what that sounds like without the cat exhaust on it?
Well, I'm going to get to that.
Just like you would imagine.
Tube steak boogie. Hit by thieves at some point Thursday night while located in the parking lot of the Sonesta Suites on Paradise Road in Las Vegas. The burglary was discovered Friday morning when the crew couldn't get the wiener on the wheels to start at a 10 a.m. appearance on Smith's Road west of Warm Springs Road.
Was it by the Hamburglar?
I don't know, but the 27-foot-long Mayermobile was ultimately towed to the Penske truck rental at West Hacienda Avenue and South Decatur Boulevard, where the mechanics installed a temporary catalytic converter. They put a damn straight pipe in, is what they did. Working on a tight schedule, the Wienermobile...
And they tubbed it out.
Oh, that would be great. Didn't have time to relish in the theft.
Oh, yeah.
So the mechanics quickly sealed up the area where the catalytic converter had been cut out. They put a pipe in there. The crew made it to his first appearance of the weekend without missing a beat.
And all the ketchup and mustard ran out the bottle.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Las Vegas outlets reported the Sonesta Suites corporate is looking into the theft. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department reported that they didn't have any idea what was going on by that Friday morning. No one reported the theft of the Wienermobile. Or the break-in. The wiener mustered its way to more stops that weekend and is reportedly doing well.
And is trying to catch up on its schedule.
There you go. Any more? Come on.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, please.
Come on, George. We know you got one out there.
We know you got one, George.
Jackie cannot.
Wait just a moment. Hold on. What did you say?
So Jackie, our next guest, can't get his video where he's at. I think we have him on audio.
Okay.
We can do that.
Well, I think he's there.
Jackie, what kind of a cockamamie excuse is that?
Hey, I'm a car guy, not a computer guy. If I was smart like you fantastic guys, rushing in the moment, swimming in ketchup with the Wienermobile, I can hear you. I just can't see you.
Well, that's okay. It's most people don't want to see us, you know. But
you guys are really a nice bunch of guys.
We are.
I'm kind of worried about Michael Mars hanging out with you guys.
Oh, boy.
It brings him down a little bit.
Well, there is that. But, you know, we have to drag him along, so to speak. Hey, it's good to talk to you. Lone Star Street Rod Association. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're the largest, and I appreciate you guys taking time out for this. We're the largest membership group in Texas with over 700 members all over the state of Texas, Oklahoma, a few in Louisiana. This is our 50th year being in existence.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Now, we're our show we're going to have in Granbury this year in June is actually the 49th show because COVID killed our one event. So 50 years old, but feels like 49. Identifies 49.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to be politically correct here, you know. So, yeah, but we are excited about being around that long. The members we have, the things that we do, the cars that we have. It's just a great, really, you know, group of people all over Texas. You know, we have a network on Facebook. If you're somewhere and you break down, you can go to the LSSRA page and say, hey, I'm broke down, and somebody will come help you.
That's really cool. I have to tell you that we had such a good time at last year's event. It was a first for me.
It was
never
a blast.
Yeah, absolute blast. What are the parameters to be a member of the Street Rod Association? Year models, limits to that? How does it work?
It's pre-73, so anything 72 or older is a member. It's $35 a year to be a member. However, that's fixing to change in the next couple of months. We're actually upping our year models in Texas to get an antique tag. It's got to be over 25 years old. And we're beginning to realize that, you know, the older cars, the 30 models in the 40s, especially the beautiful 40 model coupes, are gone. Hard to get replacement parts. And so our directors got together last year in November, and we have a winter meeting every year in Granbury that all the members are invited to attend, to speak their piece. So it's not just the board of directors running the show. It's their show that they trust us to be involved with. And so one of the members brought up, why don't we up the cars? And it was a big discussion amongst us, but we listen to what the members say. And so actually in our newsletter this month, we sent out to all the members their opinions on upping the dates to kind of bring some newer cars in, you know, the 70 models and stuff like that. So
what's the new
– that's the parameters.
What's the new number, 73?
Well, right now we don't know.
No, but I mean, as far as year model cars, what's the cutoff?
72.
72, okay. All right, so you upped it to 72. 72.
No, it's already 72 now. We're just going to – our next director's meeting is in 2 weeks, actually in Granbury, and we're going to go over what the members have spoken and sent us emails and responses to and bring it up. But that won't happen until – after our meeting March the 3rd in Granbury.
Oh, okay. So you're still working on where...
What do you think it's going to be?
I hope. Well, you know, the NSRA and the good guys, and even the state of Texas, says that it's considered an antique in 25 years.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what we're going to do.
So that puts you up around a 1997, 96?
Somewhere
yeah,
there.
You know, we're not going to get a lot of 90s, you know. Because, you know, for some reason, you go to events and you don't see any 80 models cars, you know. I mean, see the Gen 1 Camaros and Mustangs and, you know, the Mopars. But you don't really, for some reason, 80 through 90, a lot of them just fell off the face of the earth.
Well, let's face it. I mean,
wasn't much muscle back then.
I was just going to say the 80s cars, they were kind of lacking.
Grand National, GNX might have been
Gold LeSabre.
Yeah, it was very few and far between.
T-types.
A Gold LeSabre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, Oldsmobile.
That was a joke.
There was a few Corvettes that came out in the 80s that looked okay if you're a Corvette guy.
No horsepower.
You know,
it was the 80s.
It's unfortunately, you know. But then again, you know, actually, I probably have one of the newest cars in the LSSR fleet with the 66 Nova, but it is LS powered, so.
Well, there you go. That's all you need.
When did you put that motor in that car? Because it was that during the wreck recreation?
Be nice. I just thought we'd forget about that, you know. No, actually, the LS motor was in it when I built it. So started with LS motor. And so when I did hit the deer, yes, I'm still finding hair or fur or whatever after all these years. The LS motor was in it then. But why there was a park, and we had the whole front end off of it, and we freshened it up a little bit. So this is a fun car to drive. I've driven it to Louisville, Kentucky, and Springfield, Missouri, and Oklahoma City for NSRA events, and so it's a driver.
Well, we had the discussion here before we started the show this morning at 8 o'clock. We had the discussion when we found out that you were going to be our guest today. We all agree that you probably have one of the best, most beautiful Novas that we've ever seen.
Well, I appreciate that. I am truly blessed. I got great friends. Had a great career with the Houston Fire Department. And, I have a wonderful wife that tells everybody that I married a boy. She lets me live my dream, I asked her this morning if she wanted to go with me to this car event today in Rosenberg, and she said, "What time are you leaving?" I said, 6:30. And she says, "Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you wake me up at 6:30, you're not going either."
Well, and we know that your car tends to take trophies at many of the events that you go to, because anybody who really walks around that car is kind of awestruck about how beautiful it is. The detail of the car, the color is stunning, and the paintwork is very well done as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, what's going on down there? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The guy who painted my car did a fantastic job. And I get a lot of flack because, no, my car is not burnt orange. It's Atomic Aztec Pearl, which is burnt orange if you're anywhere else, but I could never got all the hair out of that headlight bucket. That stuff is so fine. You ever stick your finger with a cactus and get that little thorn in your finger?
Let's clarify, you're talking about the deer hair after you hit the deer.
Deer hair.
I am blessed. I live out in Catch.
And you're also blessed because you know us to give you a hard time.
And he named his car Rudolph.
Well, yeah. Hey, watch it. We're not going to shoot that low. Come on, guys. I thought I liked all you guys. I've got the color of my Christmas card list.
Well, so what are you doing? What are you doing down in Rosenberg this morning?
The Calvary Episcopal Church is a church. Is an Episcopal church, and they have a school here, a kindergarten through high school, and they're having an event today to raise funds for the school. And so it's a beautiful day. It's cold, but it's just a beautiful day here. Some beautiful cars are rolling in, and.
So it's a car show.
For that.
It's a car show.
Car show, yes, sir.
Cruise in.
It's a car show. Yep.
Yeah.
Cruise in, yes, sir.
Very nice.
And then also, just to kind of give a plug for me also, Fireman Jack Productions is my business, and I'm putting on the event March the 25th in downtown Richmond, which is Art in the Park and Motor Madness. So I'm handing out flyers for that today, so. Kind of killing two birds with one stone. Plus, the wife's off today, and I had to get out of the house.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I heard you say that.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you that, are you part of the marketing committee there at that event?
No. I'm just here for the event to meet some great friends. And
you got to jump up.
Meet some great guys and hang out and, drink barbecue. Drink Dr. Pepper and eat barbecue.
Well, I was going to say, part of the marketing committee, we didn't know anything about the Episcopal Church.
It was in my list.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Well, then, but bad on me.
On Facebook. I don't know.
We just don't listen to Conrad.
I don't know who put it on Facebook. I don't know. I'm just here to, the guy asked me today, how'd you find out about this? I said, on Facebook, so.
All right. Well,
And speaking of Facebook, the LSSRA has a Facebook page, so if you guys want to get on it, it is a private page, and you have to submit an application to be able to be part of it.
So, in other words, I'd never get on there.
No, because I know the guy who's in charge of it.
Okay.
And, you send a request, people. And I review it, and you know, we try to cut out the scammers of selling T-shirts from somebody in Bangladesh or pots and pans or sensory candles. And we just make it a car event, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you guys that are on Facebook get scammed all the time. And somebody wants to sell you something or, you know,
actually,
Girl Scout cookies.
But actually, Mars is the one that's out there selling those candles.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed you're pointing me out there. You're calling me out there.
And he's got some Amway to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amway.
I can bundle it together for you.
There's a name from the past.
And Don's selling Avon.
That brings back memories.
Yeah.
Well, we don't talk about what Jeff's selling.
New.
Yeah.
New.
Really. Well, that's not. This is a family show.
Yeah, that's right.
But I do want to say something about Granberry in the deal. You know, we've been, LSSRA has been in Granberry for the last 5 years. It's just a beautiful place for a car show.
Yeah, it is.
A beautiful lake, a beautiful downtown. And what makes this a great family affair event is a lot of the downtown merchants participate in helping us. We have a poker walk for the ladies where they get a paper at the restoration office, and they go to the vendors in downtown Granberry, and they do the little poker thing, and we give out some great awards. And of course, last year we had you guys there. We have great food trucks. Vendors are there. Beautiful shaded park. The sound system put out by the Christian Classic Cruiser is just great, you know. And so it's just a fun weekend, you know, the sponsors that we have, the goodie bags that we give away.
What weekend is that, Jackie?
It is the second weekend of June. Dang it. You wouldn't think I would know what day that is.
Yeah, we would. No, because you're like us. We can't remember anything.
Everything, Jackie, you said about the town and about the event last year is absolutely true. We had a great time. It was absolutely true. Oh. The downtown is amazing. The only thing was a little warm. It was over 100 degrees
in
the shade. So I think some of the events were kind of a little light on the participation. But this year is going to be bigger and better, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is. And we work really hard to put this on. The city of Granberry and Tammy Dooley and the mayor just love this event. You know, the police department's really involved. You know, and it's not just a park. Bring your car to the park and show up. We have games to play with you. One of the games is what we call bumper pin, and we tape a plumb bob on your rear bumper. You drive over a bullseye, 4x4 bullseye, and who gets the closest to the center wins. You know, we have toilet paper toss and beanbag toss for the kids and the adults. We have a lot of games, music all day, just a great, great, you know, a weekend. You know, it's not just for guys. And then one of the highlights on Saturday is we have a parade where everybody who wants to participate leaves the park with their cars, and we drive to and I'm not going to say old folks home because I'm almost 70 years old, but I'm still a kid. But we drive to a senior citizen center where the people can't get out, and we drive through, we park, and we talk to those people, and, oh, I remember this car, man, I remember this. And so, you know, it's not just sitting in the park all weekend. It's getting out and doing things. And that's what makes it so unique, you know.
It's a family fun event.
It really is.
It's a family fun event, yep.
That's the weekend of June the 10th.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if you know, of course, you guys didn't get a goodie bag last year, but I'll make sure you guys get one this year. But every participant that comes gets a goodie bag. And last year, we gave out over 400 boxes of Cracker Jacks.
Oh, wow.
With the little prize?
And so, pardon?
With the little prize inside?
Yeah, well, you know, they're funky prizes anymore because of the choking hazard.
Yeah, but it's still a prize.
You know, you got to be. It's a prize, yeah, you know.
It's a surprise.
But, you know, we gave out, but, you know, now this year, this year I was thinking about adding, and I'm the car show believe it or not, I'm the rod run chairman, they call me. I don't know what that means. Except when it hits the fan, I'm the one that's going to get
there.
It
you go. You're in charge.
But they say I am, you know, but I haven't figured that out yet, you know, because I like to have a good time too. But we were talking about putting moon pies in there, but you guys said about how hot it was last year, and there's nothing worse than a sticky moon pie.
I know it.
Amen to that, brother. Wow. Oh, my God. Holy smokes. Listen, I've gotten arrested on those things before. Man. Listen, Jackie, we're out of time. It's great to talk to you. Lone Star Street Rod Association and the annual street run up there to Granbury, Texas, the weekend of June 10th.
Looking forward to
it. Yeah, we'll have it on our page, and we got everybody shifted over to your page as well. Jackie, thanks so much for joining us, my friend.
You guys have a safe day, man. Be safe. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
Not just for me. Okay. All right.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Mars?
He is so connected.
Yes, the question is, am I taking the Corvette up there?
Ooh.
I might. I might drive the Corvette up there. I'm not sure. Just a thought. Because I'll have my girlfriend with me.
You need to get the clutch fixed.
Yeah, something's going on there, and I'm not exactly sure.
Is that where it's at now?
No, it's not. It's having its wheels fixed. Thank you to John Gray in Gulf Coast Auto Shield.
Well,
he's got
go.
The wheel connection. All right.
Cool.
Uh-huh. Like to thank you all for joining us. Time now for a quick break here on the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show, but we'll be right back after these brief messages.
Tailpipes and Tacos, Houston's premier car cruise and return, Saturday, April 15th to the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy, 8 to 11 a.m. Bring your Hot Rod, Classic, Resto Mod, or any other vehicle you'd like to show and compete for one of three highly coveted Chili Pepper trophies. This April 15th kickoff event is one you'll want to put on your calendar because 100% of the money you donate for the free tacos will be given to God's Garage. You heard right, free tacos. Whatever you decide to give, all of it will be given to God's Garage and matched by Loopy Tortilla. God's Garage gifts vehicles to single mothers, widows, and wives of deployed military in the greater Houston area. In fact, the garage will gift a vehicle to a mom in need at this special event. Be sure to attend the next Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise In, Saturday, April 15th, 8 to 11 a.m. at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10. Free breakfast tacos for any donation to God's Garage. It'll make your heart and your belly feel good. You own a car you love. Well, why not let Gulf Coast Auto Shield protect it? Houstonian John Gray invites you to his state-of-the-art facility to introduce you to his specialist team of auto enthusiasts. We promise you'll be impressed. Whether you're looking to massage your original paint to a like-new appearance, apply a ceramic coating, install a paint protection film, nano-ceramic window tint, or new windshield protection called ExoShield, Gulf Coast Auto Shield is where Houston's car people go. Curbed your wheels? Instead of buying new, why not have them repaired? How about a professionally installed radar detector? Gulf Coast Auto Shield does that too. Get a peek inside the shop and look at the services offered by getting online and heading to gcautoshield.com. Better yet, stop by their facility at 11275 South Sam Houston Tollway, just south of the Southwest Freeway, and get a personal tour. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is your place to go for all things exterior. Call them today, 832-930-5655 or gcautoshield.com. The award-winning In Wheel Time Car Talk Show is available on the most popular podcast channels out there in 30-minute episodes. We realize our three-hour live show can be difficult to catch in its entirety, so now you can listen every day to a convenient, fresh 30-minute episode. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Audible, along with a dozen more. In Wheel Time has the most informative automotive guest interviews and new car reviews, along with popular features including Conrad's Car Clinic and This Week in Auto History, along with automotive news headlines. Our live broadcast airs every Saturday, 8 to 11 Central, on InWheelTime.com, the iHeart app, and on YouTube. Be sure to say hello when we're broadcasting from the Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise In, Autorama, and the Houston Auto Show, among others. Now, it's easier than ever to hear about all things automotive all week long. You're invited to join fellow car enthusiasts in becoming part of the ever-growing In Wheel Time Car Talk family. Don't forget those 30-minute podcast episodes on your favorite podcast channel. That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central, on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart Podcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music.
Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.